drafted Fleury in 2011. It was your first action, kind of, sort of, right after the draft. And Chris looked up his signing bonus. He was, I think he got $2,000, and which wasn't the highest.
Well, you know, and the thing, and I can tell you, there were a bunch of different things going on at that time, like there are every year. And so, you know, I will tell you this, though, when Chris was up here talking, I can still remember the first time we took the field. And first two practices, he stood out and said, we have something here. And so he was, since he's been here, he's, you know, shown what he can do. And I think, you know, looking back, is, you know, he showed what he can do now, you know, back then, the first two couple practices. And I also say this, I mean, you look at what Chris did last year, and one of the things that doesn't kind of goes unsung is the fact that he hurt his knee as late as – he'd probably been the fastest guy to ever come back off an ACL. And you look at what he's did, the time that he spent this offseason to get healthy and be ready to go and be able to start the regular season. I'm not sure anybody's ever come back as fast as he's come back. So that kind of tells you what kind of guy he is.
John, what did he do to stand out in the first two practices? What could you do so quickly?
You know, I think it's about the mentality. And, you know, a lot of times you get in those first couple practices, especially as young guys, you see them, they get intimidated by all of a sudden being here, and they're on the field with the Denver Broncos. And Chris was not a guy that was worried about he didn't look out of place out there. He went out there and took advantage of it. And, you know, you can, you know, sometimes you look at film and you see all the different things on tape, but you can't really see what they're about in practice, how they practice, the mentality that they go at. And that's, I think, the thing that really jumped out on us. That Chris did his first couple of practices and has continued since.
These things take time, John, give and take, but Chris, his agent, credit you for kind of stepping in at the end. Why was it so important to get this done?
Well, I mean, it's what Chris is about. And as I said in my earlier remarks, is the fact that he's the type of Denver Bronco that we want, because of what he does, how he plays, how he attacks the field, his competitive nature when he plays, but also, his feelings of giving back to the community. And so he represents us both tremendously on and off the field, and that's important. It's important to this organization. It's important to these fans. And having been here for as long as I have, I know it's important to him, and he represents all that.
Are you hopeful this is the first of a few of these you can get done, or you have a position?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, we have a bunch of guys coming up, and so we're hoping that we can get everybody. It's never going to be easy, but you know, Chris was the target to start with, and we were thankful to get that done. So, you know, we hope that we can continue to do that and keep this team together.
You always talk about from now on building that culture. How important is this to retain the guys that you draft or sign?
Well, and that's key, because we've obviously had a lot of success over the last 4 years. You win four division titles, you've had a lot of success. And as soon as you have that success, that means you have a lot of good football. A lot of real good football players on your team. And so, you know, that's the battle, is to continue to do that. We got to continue to draft well. We got to continue to retain the guys that we can retain that give us the opportunity to continue to win like this. And that, I mean, we do say that. I mean, I didn't get in here to win part of the time. I want to win all the time. And I think the mentality with the type of guys that we have had that same mentality. So, you know, when you're good, it's tough. But, you know, we're going to continue to try to be as good as we can and continue to draft well and try to keep as many as we can, and Chris is a start for us.
In terms of roster building, I think you and the Packers are the only two teams that have paid top dollars to two cornerbacks. Everyone else kind of pays one and fills in the other side. Can you talk about?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the way the game's going right now, and the passing game's a big part of the game right now, and so, I mean, it's important to have as many good. You can never have enough good cover guys, and to be able to have two guys like we have and Aqib and now Chris to be under contract it's very, very important. And so I think, you know, the game changes all the time. It's changed as far as offensive football, and so therefore you got to match it, and you got to be able to cover guys, and you got to cover them, and you got to be able to rush them.
John, would you agree with Chris's assessment that he could have gotten more money on the open market, and if so, how thankful are you that he took a little less?
Well, you know, I'm just glad he never hit the open market. I'm glad that, you know, we were able to get it done here and he's happy. I think anytime you look at a deal, the one thing that I've always known is that if you come to an agreement, it's usually a good deal for both sides. And that's what you agree on. And so, you know, we're thrilled to be able to get it done and know that Chris is going to be here. And it's money that's well deserved. You know, I think that, you know, Mike, you mentioned two corners, but You know, he was a target for us the whole time. When, you know, I mean, we didn't, you know, to kind of tell you what he's about is we didn't know exactly how he's going to come off that ACL, you know. And, I mean, he's proven that, you know, once he came back faster and stronger than ever before. And once we saw that, then he was our target.
John, when you when you were selling cars and trucks, you didn't like to be the closer. But now,
right.
Now you come in and you feel compelled to get involved. Can you just tell me about the difference in...
Well, I mean, sometimes you always get in a log jam. There's sometimes it's, you know, when people stop communicating, you know, or something goes a little bit haywire, then it's always time to be able to, nice to be able to step in. But, it's really, you know, as I said, with Mike and Fred on Chris's side, it was just a matter of you have two competitive guys that want to do well. And so to be able to kind of break up the log jam a little bit, I think, you know, there wasn't, it was relatively easy because both sides knew we wanted to get a deal done. And it was important to both sides. So, we were going to figure out a way to get a deal done.
So